With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's wheels down for President Trump in Switzerland. The president arrived this morning in Davos at the World Economic Forum. In addition to economic matters, Mr. Trump will discuss his plans for Greenland. Some NATO members are skeptical, to say the least, but the president says he's confident a deal can be worked out that will leave all sides happy. Mr. Trump's arrival delayed for a few hours after a minor electrical issue forced Air Force One to return to Joint Base Andrews.
A reporter on board Air Force One says the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff, and about a half an hour into the flight, reporters were told the plane would be turning around. Trump then boarded an Air Force C-32, a modified Boeing 757 used by the president for domestic trips to smaller airports. The two planes that are right now used as Air Force One have been flying for almost 40 years. Boeing has been working on replacements, but that work has faced a series of delays. The luxury Boeing jumbo jet gifted to Trump by Qatar is currently being retrofitted. Donna Warder, Washington.
And President Trump is taking a victory lap, celebrating completion of the first year of his second term.
I think God is very proud of the job I've done, and that includes for religion. You know, we're protecting a lot of people that are being killed, Christians, Jewish people, and lots of people are being protected.
Mr. Trump also cites his role in settling eight wars, reviving the economy, and securing the border against a flood of deadly drugs and illegal immigrants. A seventh sanctioned oil tanker with ties to Venezuela has been seized by U.S. forces in the Caribbean. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 66 points, NASDAQ futures off 67 points. This is SRN News. Hockey stars reject the LGBT agenda.
NHL clubs continue to host gay pride games and players continue to opt out. This month it was Alexander Ovechkin, the leading goal scorer in league history. The Washington Capitals captain refused to put rainbow tape on his stick during a match with the Panthers, and five other Caps players followed suit. Other players around the league, often from Eastern Europe, have taken a similar stand against promoting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen have abducted more than 150 worshippers in simultaneous attacks on three separate churches in northwest Nigeria. The attack occurred on Sunday in a community in Kaduna State while services were underway. Worshippers were abducted at the evangelical church, Winning All. Muslim radicals have been killing and kidnapping Nigerian Christians in ever-increasing numbers over the past two decades. This is SRN News. The New York Stock Exchange is working on a digital platform. It would enable investors to trade digital tokens around the clock.
The platform would be separate from the NYSE's current exchange, which operates only on weekdays. It would also allow for instant settlement of transactions, order sized in dollar amounts, and stablecoin-based funding. Tokenization uses blockchain technology, which powers cryptocurrencies to create digital tokens as stand-ins for securities like stocks, bonds, and real estate that can be traded like crypto by virtually anyone, anywhere, at any time. Bob Agnew reporting.
A former flight attendant for a Canadian airline is in trouble for allegedly posing as a commercial pilot and as a current flight attendant to get hundreds of free flights from U.S. airlines. Authorities say 33-year-old Dallas Pekornik of Toronto has pleaded not guilty following his extradition. More details at SRNNews.com.